Welcome to Tahoe Project. I'm your host, Michelle Sweeney, and this is part four in the conversation with Bob Larson, staff environmental scientist at the Lahontan Regional Quality Control Board. You mentioned a while back in this conversation bikes and bike paths and sidewalks, and these were also the subject of great celebration by Jared Blumenfeld, head of EPA for the region. Of course, as a citizen here, I'd love that we now are getting more sidewalks. I'd like to be able to walk on them. I like bike paths. But why, from a water quality standpoint, are these important, or are they? Why celebrated?
You know, I don't think they're necessarily critical to the water quality question, but they certainly aren't contrary. I think they're complementary in that we're seeing opportunities when bike paths are constructed to deal with runoff from the bike path itself that may also provide treatment for existing water quality issues in that area. The Sawmill bike path is a great example where El Dorado County constructed a beautiful bike path paralleling Sawmill Boulevard along the Washoe Meadows State Park. At the same time, they were able to construct some water quality improvements that dealt with some of the runoff from Sawmill Road itself. So there's often a coupling between those efforts that I think is complementary. And again, I think we're seeing that there's nothing contrary to water quality associated with these. I think there's been a perception that, boy, if we construct these bike paths, we're just increasing the amount of coverage, and therefore we're making the water quality problem worse. And what we're seeing is that that bike paths are a pretty negligible increase in the amount of pollutants generated, and that we can mitigate those impacts rather easily and also provide some additional water quality benefit during the construction of those bike paths. So I think bike paths and sidewalks are just a larger picture of how our community wants to develop into the future and how we want our community to be, and they're not and that can work hand in hand with a lot of the water quality improvements.
Is there some point where people are biking so much that the roads degrade less, and that has bike paths or pedestrian walkways actually have some kind of impact on the road maintenance question that you brought up earlier?
You know, I think the short answer is probably not. I think that the amount of traffic that we see on our roadways is such that we hope to see a reduction in the number of vehicle miles traveled with the implementation of transportation improvements and bike paths and getting people out of their cars. But I think that a lot of the roadway maintenance challenges are during the winter time. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of folks are riding their bikes during the winter. A lot of those bike paths are under snow. Some of them are maintained, but I think that compared to the magnitude of the problem, the relative offset from reducing vehicle miles traveled is difficult to see in the overall water quality picture. Mm-hmm. It's more of a quality of life question, and again, I think that like you, I support that in wholeheartedly, and that I think it is such a good thing for our community. But from a water quality perspective, getting people out of their cars is not the answer per se, but it's certainly a part of the question.
So just final thoughts on what we were discussing earlier in terms of ways to fund essentially the progress that the TMDL underscores or shows the way forward to. I asked you earlier whether there's a role for the individual citizen. You talked about BMPs, best management practices on an individual's property, and comprehension of the issues. Mm-hmm. I guess I'd like you to describe for us, give us kind of a visual on the issue in short. Like if you wanted to tell people out there, here's why it's worth assessing a tax on yourself to pay for better operations and maintenance, it actually affects the lake. What's the narrative or the picture that conveys that?
I think there's the reality that we all use the roadways in Tahoe. I think our visitors and our second homeowners and people who come here use the highways to get here. They use the road to get to the supermarket to buy their groceries. Everybody's running out to the ski resort on a good ski day. We all use the infrastructure here in the basin that helps us live our lives. As residents, we depend on it, right? We depend on the snowplows. We depend on the local government keeping the pavement in good condition and keeping us safe on the roadways. We all depend on those benefits from the transportation infrastructure, and so we all have a role to play in mitigating the impact of that infrastructure on water quality. By putting the burden on local government has that responsibility to administer what we are all responsible for, I think. And again, that's the picture I see, is that it's not just El Dorado County's problem. Mm-hmm. It is our collective problem. It's, you know, me as a regulator, it's, you know, California Tile Conservancy as funders. Everybody who is living and enjoying this basin has a responsibility to deal with the problems that are created from the infrastructure that we all use. And so from that perspective, I think that's really the, you know, the message that that we need to send, is that we're all part of the problem. It's not, we can't finger point anymore. We're all a part of this, and as such, we all need to be a part of the solution.
Thanks for your time today, Bob. Mm-hmm. And thanks for all the work on the Total Maximum Daily Load.
My pleasure.